Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're off.
Good morning.
We're off.
This morning. Is Running Commentary.
Hackney Marshes.
I am Rob Deering.
I'm Paul Tonkinson.
He's Paul Tonkinson. We're on Hackney Marshes.
And I'm 65 quid down just making it. Not that I'm going to go on about it.
I said to you, we will go to your car move it. He's like, no, don't mind.
No, it's all right. It's gone now. It's happened.
It hasn't happened.
It has, because I saw them walking towards us. I ran here because I was a bit late this morning.
Yeah.
And they still haven't opened the car park.
And you got it on record that it was my fault.
No.
You
got no one's fault. I'm not blaming.
Parking ticket.
I blame Hackney Council for not opening the car park.
Yeah.
That's what I'm blaming. And there's no one here on Hackney Marshes today because it's a little bit overcast, isn't it?
Yeah.
So.
It's chilly. Nice. I'm wearing a blooming jacket, tracksuit jacket.
Nice, yeah.
Oh dear.
Are you all right?
I'm so hungover.
I'm pretty hungover as well. Because there's various things going on that made me think that we'd be doing this tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it did become a bit of a two-bottler.
Right.
A two-bottle Sunday. I saw a really bad film called Unfaithful, directed by Adrian Lynn. 2000, Diane Lane and Richard Gere.
Yeah.
Really underpowered nonsense. And then I saw a film I've seen loads of times before, A Place Beyond the Pines with Ryan Gosling.
Oh, yeah, I've never seen
Eve
that.
Mendes.
Kristen's got Thomas in that?
Which I love it. I don't know. It's Bradley Cooper's in it.
It's the director, the guy who did Drive, right?
I think so,
right?
Yes.
Nicholas Winding Refn? Yeah. Haven't seen it.
It's a great movie. It's one of my kind of I'm drunk go-to movies.
Nice. Well, it's shorter than The Irishman.
Yes. And how about you? You were cocktailing it, weren't you?
Yeah, it was nice. Mate, actually, went on a family walk yesterday.
I saw a picture of you quite near where
we were.
I live, and I thought, is he out for a long run or?
Yeah, no. Really? We've got a friend, old friend, who lives in Barnet.
All right.
And she drove down to Highgate.
Yeah.
And the whole Deering contingent walked up and we met on the Parkland Walk.
Nice.
And then actually, it was a day off running an exercise yesterday, but as a family, we walked about 8 miles.
That's really nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Lovely to go where we always go, Parkland Walk.
But just walk
Queenswood and Highgate. And just take the time, you know.
Yeah.
Look up.
No, it is beautiful.
Often, that is actually the reverse of the usual. Normally, I love running down roads which are more fun to run down than they are to walk down because they take ages, you know?
Yeah.
But it's so beautiful around there. It was great to spend some time with it. Then we went home. I made some French 75s.
Saw that, yes.
And, made a couple more.
The evening.
And then I did what we gathered say, pace. Which is the pace got up. There was a moment when I finished, around the end of dinner, I finished a glass of red wine.
Yeah.
In fact, I'd just finished a bottle of red wine.
Yeah.
And I opened another one.
Nice.
No!
Perfect sense.
It was a terrible mistake.
A logical move at that time.
I said to my wife, why didn't you tell me not to? And she said, I did tell you not to. I said, I know. I know you did.
Why didn't you insist? Well, my wife did her old fall asleep trick.
I just thought of, I needed her to be as strong as Beyonce. God, we love Beyonce at Glastonbury on Friday night.
A lot of people watching her this weekend, weren't they? Yeah.
Oh, it was so good. And in the middle of all the single ladies, she says, ladies, put your hand in his face. And the power of it, the kind of just, it's very subtly done. She doesn't say it in a ragey way at all.
Yeah.
It's just, she as a human, is so powerful. And she puts a tiny kind of, like a homeopathic droplet of that power into the words, in his face.
Yeah. She's amazing, isn't she?
Honestly, it was one of those things, said about it online, and fair enough, people were like, oh yeah, you know, I watched some other band and did this. And I just, you know, what I wanted to say was, I'm not just talking about good sets at Glastonbury. I'm talking about great performances of any kind.
Yes.
In any place.
Yeah. At any time.
At any time, you know, because it was.
I've heard it was exceptional.
It was really good.
Yeah.
It's a bar, you know. It's a bar to match. And if you didn't see it, I believe it's on the iPlayer.
Yeah, it's.
She was 3 months pregnant and being puking with morning sickness just before the show.
It's really windy, isn't it, today?
It's really windy.
Really windy.
Actually, I came here on Saturday.
Yeah.
Just to mix up my.
What for your little park
5K.
Run?
5K.
Park run, not park
and
run.
And I've recently assessed exactly how to run 5K here.
Yeah.
So I came to do it. It's the first time I've run to the park run in a while, from a physical point of view.
Yeah.
And but there was a bit of a headwind, so that's why I was slightly disappointed in my time.
No records.
No records broke. What about you? What's your running been?
It's just been. I did a club session last Tuesday, after the podcast on the Tuesday. So that was a double. That was a double bubble.
And did did it help or hinder you?
It's hard to say because I'm slow anyway,
right,
in relation to everyone else I'm with. So it's hard to say
would I
have fallen off a little bit later or what. But it was good fun. I was tired at the end of it. Wednesday, good. Thursday, I rested Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I was going to go for a big long run yesterday. I ran about 10 miles.
Well, double figures is long, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you were thinking maybe 16.
I was thinking maybe a bit longer. I just got a bit tired.
Where did you go? Just looping around?
Just mooching around Highgate and...
Oh, sorry, we didn't see you.
We're getting a little bit... we're getting a little bit tired of the youth club that is our house. And we're starting to try to put our foot down.
This is funny because...
And it's quite hard work.
You've got lots and lots of youths in your house and they're...
Yeah.
It's just so diametrically opposed to... The sheer joy we had for spending a little bit of sustained time with both our children yesterday.
Yeah.
Because the rest of the time, in a very nice way, they're absolutely lovely. But they're generally busy and or avoiding us.
Yeah.
So we don't see them much.
Yeah.
You'd like a bit of that action, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, our kids are... I was thinking about how I lived... When I just graduated.
Yeah.
And I lived in London on my own. Well, not on my own. I lived with some mates.
Yeah.
And we were going out pretty hard every few weeks. We'd go all night, you know, we'd go to raves or whatever.
Yep.
And that's not an environment to mix with your parents.
No.
But it is an environment that they are. So it's like, I accept that they're going to be pretty wild. I just don't want to see it.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. It's
absolutely.
Sort of like, and the neighbours hate us already. So on Saturday we drove back from my stepfather's funeral, which was a really nice, awful but nice to see everyone and a touching send-off.
It went well. It was a good thing because Friday was an incredibly hot day, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really hot.
Was that a nice part of it?
It was obviously a very short service indoors, but we had a nice walk around the. around the cemetery afterwards, and it was amazing. It was just nice to see everyone. It was all,
yeah.
It was fine, but it just drained you a bit, obviously.
Of course. I mean, it's not a joy, is it? It's a catharsis.
Yes.
And as such, it's really healthy, but it's still going to leave you, drained.
You know you've had an experience, haven't you? You know, as everyone had. And got back, George and his mates are going on a pub crawl for someone's birthday. So George joined in at like 4 p.m.
Just to remind everyone, this is in June 2020.
Yeah.
I mean, where are these pubs?
Well, no, I mean, a pub, a sort of sitting outside a pub crawl, a kind of nip into the pub, get a drink crawl.
Yeah.
Some of his mates had started at midday. They were finished by 8. I mean, they just couldn't drink anymore.
Yeah.
George lasted till about 1, went to sleep, but then woke up at 4 and started drinking again. And phoned his mates. They came round after some rave. So you got 10, 15 kids turning up at 6:30 on a Sunday morning.
So after passing out, got up and picked it up again.
Yeah, fear of missing out was so strong. And I don't want that.
No one wants that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not to say that I don't understand where that's coming from or that young kids don't do that.
No, I mean, I just
don't want it in my house.
I'm less critical of it than I would like to be because of my own weekend debauchery, but still.
It would be... it's a very sweet scene. It's a very nice scene, isn't it?
That was great. Such a good... Another great toddler moment. Teeny baby, probably not walking yet.
Yeah, she's
beautiful. She was standing up next to her pushchair and then... As we came past, sat down with a bump and gave us that smile. Last time we did it, it was what the heck, but this smile was more like, you idiots.
It's important to remember that, isn't it, when you're launching into a tirade against your kids.
You're picturing them as babies.
Yeah, that can help. Someone actually advised us to do that recently.
Yeah.
That can help, but it's just like... But now we're
going. Particularly when they're disturbing your sleep and puking. Yeah. And like that. Yes, oh, look, there's the river. Haven't seen it for weeks. Let's just go and have a look at the water. Just because people have been walking to it. People have been wild swimming here and they've made a path to the riverside.
Have they really? Have they going swimming?
Yeah. There'll be loads of people who have come and swam last week.
Right. Nice.
There's a moorhen in the water there.
Night swimming deserves
a quiet night.
Turn like all the these people understand. Nice. Really
I had a conversation with my wife the other day about REM. They were on another Glastonbury set on the radio. And look at this with the men. More river. But make sure the shorts are in so that the guys online can get back to that fun chat. Yeah, I said, she said, oh, who's this? It was a good guess, you know. She said, oh, who's singing this song? And I said, I'll give you a clue. And I won't tell you what my clue was, but she said, the eyes? The blinkers? Anyway, it's REM, rapid eye movement, you see.
I can't help but think some of these guys running down here are like people missing the park run. This is the path of the park run, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Although, at this exact moment where we go off, this is my favourite bit, the bit that isn't in the park run, where you go around the edge by the pylon.
Yeah.
Because specifically on Hackney Marshes, it's a really gorgeous stretch. And because of the pylon, it gives you this, like... The dichotomy of being outside in Hackney, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of urban and country-ish. Plus, I have a OCD-ish satisfaction in going right round the edge.
Yes. You know, it reminds me of when we were looking at cottages in Dorset with a view to maybe buying...
In Dorset? I'd heartily recommend it.
Yeah. This was a while back.
Yeah.
To buy somewhere.
Yeah.
We found a perfect place. A perfect cottage.
Yeah.
Absolutely glorious. Really cheap. Just like, what's happening here? Why is this... And the woman was showing us a property. Perfectly straight face. And then we turned the corner of the garden and this happened. Massive pylon. Literally at the end of the garden.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I'm going to get the full perspective by getting down here. Which is nice because it reminds you of something else I'm going to tell you in a second. That's what it was like.
Yeah, huge. One of those, but like with like danger all over it, and sort of buzzing. One of those like buzzing ones at the base, you know.
You've got to feel it in your nerves.
And it's like, she's trying to talk us around it. I'm like, are you absolutely insane?
It's a bit like the bit in Broad City where Amy Sedaris cameos as a letting agent.
Right.
And she's showing the girls this flat and sort of saying, saying, nice space, you could put your furniture here. And it's got a... There's massive bloodstains all up the walls.
Tough sell.
I just... It was nice. It's a ridiculous train of thought, but today would have been my friend Lara's birthday.
Right.
And she... died a couple of years ago. She wasn't very old, but and I worked with her back when I toured around Europe.
Right.
And I've got a fantastic photo of her.
Wait a minute, I've just got to stretch my calf. I've just
Yeah, when we were on tour, we were in I don't know, somewhere like Antwerp, somewhere with a gorgeous European church cathedral thing.
Yeah.
And it was a massive Christmas tree in front of it, and I got a photo of it, and I couldn't get it all in. I couldn't get her and the tree and the church in, so I was lying on the ground in the rain taking this picture of Lara, and she in laugh like that baby.
Yeah,
she was laughing at me, and it absolutely catches her, and I just thought of it when I was taking that picture of you. And it's, I suppose it's nice
to... stay
to
with us. People stay with us, don't they?
Absolutely. And it's nice to remember someone lovelyly on their birthday, because it's because that was good, wasn't it? You know what I mean? You don't want to remember the sad story. You remember the happy person.
Yes.
So, pylons running around the edge. You were saying about your children being
the
like
kids,
babies?
So it's like... I mean, by the same token, George is like...
Ooh, that's chestnuts falling out of the tree.
Chestnuts roasting
on Christmas song's bad
fire.
Luck. You're definitely getting that parking.
The glimpse of Christmas.
Yeah. It has begun. I mean,
I actually got a whiff of Christmas the other day. I don't know. I just got a feeling of it.
Nights are drawing in.
But he's applying for jobs. I'm getting interest with jobs, and he's doing coding courses, and he's been very productive. But
is he looking for jobs as a hobo?
Pardon?
Is he looking for work as a hobo?
Yeah. He's looking for work as an absolute degenerate. And he's doing really well at it. He keeps missing the interview.
On the street.
Yeah. And then we've got his other mate living with us. And he's just drunk constantly.
Yeah, I mean,
they really go for it.
I mean, you're incredibly patient. If I'm honest,
I love
my kids, but I set such a high bar for their friends.
Yeah.
I guess become like a kind of Eeyore character.
Right.
You know, just all their mates are just like, oh, yeah. I just realised after a while that it must be me. Because it wouldn't be that all their friends are idiots.
No, no, no. I set a very low bar. But
a freely stocked, very
well. Yeah,
but
I set a free bar. Yeah, so 24/7 open bar. Well, no, but then George nicked Rudy's rum from the fridge because Rudy got some rum in. Oh. Because he was going to, he had a little rendezvous. And it's just everything, just absolute chaos. Just
there's
chaos
so going on.
Yeah, it's absolute chaos.
It's really, I tell you, never mind a weekly running podcast. You set up some CCTV in your house.
I'm actually...
You take YouTube by storm.
I'm actually considering...
you should do it.
Well, I'm actually... We've talked about it before with Rachel. Talked about maybe... Doing some.
Look at these guys doing cricket.
Nice.
Cricket in the nets. Good on them.
Nice. Thinking of possibly doing some fostering at some point.
Right.
Because
we've got
loads of teens around the house anyway. We might as well get some money for it.
Yeah. They would expect you to offer a level of pastoral care, though.
Yeah. I do offer pastoral care, but it's like. Yeah, he's going to have to move out. I mean, that's the thing. He's going to have to change his behaviour and move out.
You know when you get a rescue pet?
Yeah.
Remember the old friend of mine the other day was telling us last year they got this absolutely beautiful cat.
Yeah.
And she was saying when they got it, they said, He said, yeah, we've got this rescue cat. We have to go through all these interviews. And they got it, like, you know, jumped through all the hoops, got the cat, and it immediately got, somehow got behind where the chimney was boarded up and got stuck in the chimney. Yeah. Can you come back? Because we've lost it in the chimney. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they sorted that out. But she was also saying that they said, well, have you got enough space? And say, yeah, you know, we'd imagine having an indoor cat. There's plenty of room, and the cat would only ever be indoors. And they're like, oh, no, we can't have that. So, oh, yeah, outdoors. That's what you're going to let it go outdoors. That's what we're going to do. That's what you'd be like.
Yeah, yeah.
At the meetings. Yeah. We let them do whatever they like. Oh, no, we can't have that. We're very strict.
Very, very strict.
Very strict.
Very strict.
If they got rum, you know, we make sure that the person who purchased
no one else
the
nicks
rum,
it. Yeah. Gets to drink it. Rules is rules. So, yeah, I got a little bit drunk last night, and I, instead of doing stupid getting involved in rows on social media or whatever, or something, which occasionally I can do when,
that's
when I'm
that's a fun
drunk,
thing to do when
you're drunk.
Drunk,
yeah, that's not dangerous.
Yeah.
I wrote a love letter to Rachel and sent her it. I've just read.
And you sent it?
Yeah, well, just an, just
you
an email.
Idiot.
Just an email.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's probably a better use of my time, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Yeah.
And I mean, for the full story, we should ask her if she feels that way.
Yeah. Yeah. But then also I made some, you know, sometimes you make some notes on your, well, sometimes I make notes like ideas.
Oh, look, squirrel on the bin. Look at that.
Nice.
Badass. Oh, it's gone. Not going to get a picture of that.
Notes of sort of things you want to do or ideas or whatever. I don't know whether you do that one. And I looked at it this morning and the last three lines were, do a course, you know, find a course and study, do something. And then two lines down, it just went, Hawaii. it was like that's my, you know, when you're thinking, like, let's just go to Hawaii at some point. I have to go to
I
Hawaii.
That's valid. That's yeah. Yeah. But you know why you in particular should go to Hawaii? It's because you are Moana. Wait a minute, are you Moana? No, you're not Moana. My mistake.
So, it wasn't a bad evening, also.
It's amazing the way waking up in the morning and thinking, oh, what did I say? What did I do? That emotion has been absolutely turbocharged by the internet.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, imagine
you've
got
to be careful.
If you were famous.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, famous. I know you're famous.
No. I have no delusions about that. It's sort of.
There won't be many people around. It's nice.
What deck? I try and. Yeah, you've got to be careful, haven't you? When drunk, surfing the world on social media.
Yeah, because you could, you know, you could really. Everyone, whatever you, I mean, don't get me wrong, we're good people, right? So you're not going to get on there and, you know, it's not like when Nigel Farage or Jeremy Clarkson turns racist because they're tired.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But
yeah.
On the other hand, you get into a row, you can, it's just a very public forum, isn't it?
Well, it's very febrile. I was drunk and it was a night Notre Dame was burning down.
Yeah.
And I was like saying, it's a real shame. It feels like part of our culture is just burning tonight.
Yeah.
I was just a bit emotional about it. Catholic, whatever, you know.
Yep.
And within two tweets, some bloke accused me of being a white ethno-nationalist and said he was going to get contact with Runner's World. This is within two tweets.
Yeah, right.
So I ended up threatening to sue him for defamation of character really quick. I just went in hard.
Sorry to laugh.
And then, and no, it's funny, it's ridiculous. Then he looked at my timeline and realised it's mostly stupid photos and running stuff and whatever.
Yeah.
And it turned out he's a big Catholic himself, and we ended up saying we need to hook up next time I'm in Canada.
See, all that stuff just should have happened in a pub.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And then with a, like, oh, hi, mate. And a hug.
No, but you wouldn't leap to white ethno-nationalist in a pub, would you?
No, you wouldn't. Although, having said that, it's a fairly dreamy idea of pubs.
Yeah.
When you said about the pub crawl, it's good, really good. Comment from Will Hodgson online saying when the government talks about reopening pubs.
Yeah.
He said, just remember that pubs are not like on the telly.
Yeah.
Where people sit around all sober.
Yes.
And talk sensibly to each other. And drunk people are the people who are going through emotional trauma.
Yeah.
In real pubs, everyone's drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
And making them say, oh, by the way, while you're in here, you should be 2 metres apart.
It's not
really
gonna
not going to play.
It's not going to happen. I mean, I never go to pubs anyway.
Yeah.
And I won't be going on Saturday, July the 4th.
No.
And I was listening on the radio on the way there saying a third of Brits were planning on going to the pub.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that's the other...
It's going to be carnage on Saturday.
The weird thing about this last few weeks... It's coming up against that idea of things, the way people just carry on, just stick on a rail, you know? If I was going to the beach and there was a traffic jam.
Yeah.
I'd turn back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know
what
I mean? Lockdown or not.
Yeah,
pandemic
yeah.
or not. If I was going to IKEA and it involved a 3-hour queue across a car park, I wouldn't go to IKEA.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know, you know, I don't... Yeah. I haven't talked about this stuff online because you know someone's going to say, well, this... One individual that hasn't seen the sea, or they hate their house, or the home situation isn't good.
Yeah,
and I'm not talking about individuals. I know there's a reason why one person might do this, but when everyone does it, you just think, who here is not making decisions?
Yeah,
not thinking, actually, I'll do something else.
Yeah,
it's just crazy. That's a good. I did that run. That lady's wearing a Shoreditch 10K top.
I tend to go fairly easy on people who go to beaches, but having said that, I wouldn't do it myself.
No, that's right.
You know, and that's the
exactly,
thing. You know?
I mean, it is. My comment is qualified because, you know, it's a very divisive conversation. But that was the funny thing about the whole Bournemouth thing was.
Yeah.
It didn't look any fun.
No. It didn't. No. But I can't understand why. The government are opening pubs on July the 4th, Independence Day, on a Saturday. Why not just do it on a Tuesday?
Yeah,
just let it grade out, do you know what I mean? But the police have complained already.
Yeah.
And there will be violence, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Well, the conversation is crazy. It's basically like, you know, it is put simply. I was going to say put simply, but that's the thing. It's like a cartoon. You know, that when you watch the news or read the paper, it's like it isn't really... anything to do with what's happening
with real life,
you know. It was nice walking to the Parkland Walk yesterday, and you know, I'm a good social distancer, I say with that. You read the papers and they're like, ooh, 2 meters at the moment, but they're saying it should be just 1 meter, so from next month, 1 meter. And you go out in the world and
they're not living in the world, no one's
doing any of that.
No,
it's not this month, it's not next month. They might as well say we all live on the moon now.
But in
July we're all moving to Mars.
Yes.
Yeah. Meanwhile here in the world,
it's
nothing to do with anything.
No, that's been a theme, hasn't it?
Yeah.
The government constantly telling people that they're now allowed to do what they're already doing.
Or even, here's another one, and this again is political, but that's the way it's going to have to be. The old Marcus Rashford thing.
Yeah.
You know, and he came out and said, give people who need their free meals, don't take them away in the summer.
Yeah.
Says a footballer.
Yeah.
And the politicians go, oh, yeah, okay, fair enough, and they do that. That's how to look after children in 2020.
Yeah.
He's got Boris Johnson. We're going to invest in crumbling schools. So I don't think that's the issue.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, people want something to do with kids.
Yeah.
So I'm going to rebuild something in 7 years. It's like...
He's just trying to...
It's nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
It's basically PR. It's white noise.
Yeah. He's just trying to... Well, they're coming out and talking about Rooseveltian politics, aren't they? They want a new deal. They just want to build loads of stuff.
Yeah.
But the school meals was a... That felt just really bad politics to me, because it's so easy, isn't it, to say...
Yeah.
And not very expensive.
No.
We're just going to roll out... Of course we will.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're all a mess. There's no money.
Well,
You need food. It's just crazy.
You want better proof that the government aren't even thinking about looking after... poor people and kids.
Yeah, it's crazy.
There it is.
Yeah, it's
you know,
crazy.
You'd like to. Everyone from every side would like to assume that behind closed doors, someone's worrying about that stuff.
Yeah.
Nope.
But.
By the way, well done us. We're on our second loop of Hackney Marshes.
Yeah.
Straight out.
It's nice. Yeah.
Wasn't an issue.
It's really nice. But
I only saw you glance briefly towards where your car's parked. with a tear in your eye.
As they tow it off. No, but I mean, the government gave...
Togerton, repeatedly currently taking possession of his vehicle owner. Presumably doing a podcast on the marshes, over. Send a team to CSI Crouchend. Found notes written late at night. Lockdown goals. Yeah. As many traffic infarctions as possible. Over.
Found an empty bottle of rum underneath the driver's seat. Over.
Children so debauched. They're not respecting the recognised laws of day and night. Over.
I actually...
He's actually, despite the fact it's a resident K-zone, put a resident M-zone ticket in a pathetic attempt to escape. A ticket, over.
Oh, so, yeah, you have got a book of our parking tokens.
I have, yeah, but I've run out. I've run out, but this is in the K-zone, not the M-zone.
Okay.
So...
You're parked in the K-zone with an M-zone ticket.
Yes.
And your kids are in the K-hole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, nice.
No, that was Rory on Friday. But, he thinks I'm joking. So let's move on. Let's move on.
You know, do you remember when we were here the other day and we were talking about dreams?
Yeah.
I had a dream at the weekend.
Go on then.
Think about this. I mean, first of all, you know, never mind this strange summer. You sleep worse and you dream more when you drink, don't you?
Yes.
And it was... It was Saturday night, so espresso martinis, not French 75s.
Right.
And
God, we're both really losing it, aren't we? Just so
really,
just so
really got to sort my life out.
Go on then.
People, that's it. I suppose
this inspirational running podcast has taken a turn for the. It's a bit of a hangover special, isn't it?
Instagram said to me, "This week you liked three tweets with the hashtag motivation."
Right.
And I thought, yeah, motivation. We should hashtag motivation. And just now I'm remembering why we don't.
Yeah.
Particularly as people, I feel bad because people do get in touch and say, thanks for your help and you're really inspiring us. But
yes.
Really, not today.
We're going to finish on it, sort of several inspirational messages. Tell us about your dream then. What's been
going on? Oh, yeah. So all kinds of things going on in this dream. And at one point, me and the old friends I was hanging out with, it kind of drifted into an impromptu workshop in how to talk French to French lorry drivers.
All right. Okay.
And so we're talking kind of conversational French French lorry drivers, and I found a window of opportunity to use the tiny bit of French I had because they talked about the weather. The French lorry driver said, "Il fait beau." And I said, "Mais, il fait froid," because I knew the French for, "but it's cold."
But it's cold, yeah.
And then that desperate attempt to join in the conversation, my own ridiculousness, made me laugh until I cried. In the dream, I was going, ah, ha, ha, at my own ridiculousness.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Absolutely. absolute hysterics, screaming and crying with laughter. What does it mean?
What does that one mean?
I thought of it because I'm noticing today, I don't know if it's worse because of my physical state or you're being funny, but I find people often get in touch and say, I was laughing while I was listening, which is lovely, and say how it's hard to run.
Yeah.
And it's true, it's harder to run and laugh than it is to run and talk.
Yes, yeah. It's good fun, though. Yeah, it's good. It's good fun.
I think today it's basically, I'm noticing in particular, because it's all blending in with my urge to crawl, or indeed just lie down.
It has to be said, we're running really slowly. But it's absolutely glorious.
Yeah, it's great.
It's just starting to get a bit hot in the marshes.
And this bit here, did we see this?
Some
is
nice
where the
wild
trees are
flowers
growing.
Here.
Yeah, these have grown, haven't they? I'm just, like you said, I keep stopping.
Yeah.
But these huge daisies, you won't be able to really tell if nice. You see the picture because there's no scale, but they're like almost like sunflowers. The wildflower meadow on Hackney Downs is really gorgeous at the moment.
Right.
I know from watching Gardener's World that that probably means that it's less rewildy than it should be. Because you can't, if you do it naturally, you can't decide to get all the nicely coloured flowers in there because the grasses will grow and stuff. But on Hackney Downs, it's all red poppies and blue cornflowers and big daisies. It's gorgeous.
It's nice that we're having a nice light chat because I don't know about you, but I felt that people have been. Well, I'll just leap straight into it. We went to Julie and Matt's for a meal on Saturday.
Yeah.
And normally when we go to Julie and Matt's for a meal,
yeah,
we'll be up till really late.
Uh-huh.
And by the end, we'll be really drunk.
Yeah.
This time we left at 11 p.m. sober. Julie was so tired, and Matt was tired, and we were tired.
Yep.
Do you think people are a bit sort of tired and angry, just as a general thing?
Yeah.
I only say this in the context of, and we won't talk about this at all in detail, but within our industry, there's a lot of stuff flying around on social media that's quite.
Yeah.
There's a lot going around, isn't there?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
almost like an industry tearing each other apart a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. I think that people do feel. I think that the hot weather is bad, and I think, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about how, I think it was a similar kind of thing. I think really everyone's getting on fine and having a nice time in their lives, you know, where they can.
Yeah.
But we're all so much closer to it that all you need is a nudge.
Yes.
And suddenly it's like, oh, it's terrible. Life is a waste of time. I'm going to drink, whatever.
Yeah.
And I think that is sometimes totally domestic and personal. And other times it's kind of national.
Yes.
You know, I mean, we were talking, you know, kind of obliquely and without laying down the law about everyone going to Bournemouth. But, well, whatever it might be, you know, that sometimes the national conversation kind of wears everyone out.
Yes.
And I don't think we even notice it. I remember thinking this in previous years in comedy. I remember doing a Christmas gig once, and it was in a nice season of Christmas gigs.
Yeah.
And I was in Bath, and just the gig was okay, but it was a real job of work to not die. Everyone was just in a terrible mood.
Yeah.
Just a really, really grumpy building.
Yes.
I felt almost like I was offering myself surreal excuses.
Yeah.
Look at this tot up ahead. It's the same one we saw before. She's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I came to the conclusion that everyone was in a bad mood because there'd been a mass shooting in America.
Yes.
Even telling the story, it sounds ridiculous.
That's
why you had a bad gig.
That sort of Jungian collective consciousness thing.
Yeah.
You can feel it sometimes, can't you?
Yeah.
People are, you only have to look at the news.
Is she running off just?
No, some dog.
That's a dog.
I mean, it's a dog. I kind of wonder whether virtually everyone is just slightly depressed.
Yeah, well, I think that's true.
Yeah, and understandably so, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that too. Again, you know, without wading into any divisive national debates. So, okay, I will talk euphemistically. You know, a couple of years ago, when people voted whether they liked Marmite or not, 48 to 52%.
Yes, yeah.
Around that time, and in an ongoing sense, there's a good healthy conversation these days about mental health.
Yes.
And talking honestly about it and mental well-being. You know, our friend Bryony Gordon is like an absolute leading edge of this national dialogue. But sometimes you think people aren't just depressed on their own in their houses. They live here. You know, they if you really do, as a nation, is, you know, as a government or whatever, as a civil unit, want people to all take care and have good mental health, you've got to be really careful not to be depressing.
Yeah.
Because those things affect it, you know.
Yes.
It's not just hormones and the rain. It's inequality in society, and more than that, deeper than that, it's a lack of logic. Things not playing out in a, you know, when things seem sort of lawless and loose.
Yes.
You can feel so. That's what really gets me down. Yeah. Is when, in, and I'm talking now personally, in the world, whatever. Is when I feel detached, when I feel like I haven't got my roots in a community that recognises me, that I feel is being good to other people. You know what I mean? If I feel, sometimes I feel this kind of Sartre-esque loneliness. Well, we're connected.
I think the pandemic's done that a little bit.
Yeah.
It has separated us a little bit into sort of, you know, family units or individual units.
Yeah.
And it's just,
bubbles, if you will.
Yeah, but it's almost like there's no news to impart when you go around someone's house for a dinner party because nothing's happened.
Do
you know what I mean? Yeah. All we've been doing is just the same that we've been doing for months.
That's right.
And that's been quite inward-looking to a certain extent.
It's harder, isn't it?
Yeah.
And there's a sense of, and it's exacerbated, of course, by the internet. And in the same way, the internet is a wonderful thing. But yeah, when you know your friend's news because you saw them doing it on Facebook, you can't even talk about that.
Yeah.
And it's that feeling of, being a disenfranchised.
Yeah.
It's a difficult one. And I think that the, talking about, you know, the lack of a, the way the public conversation is going, is like, the public conversation being detached, you know, the, what we were saying about 2 metres, 1 metre, and then you go out and no one's
not relating to life, sort of thing.
And I find that, and this is really fussy of me, and I totally get that, accept that, but I find that with use of language. You know, and I think it's a thing that people do in politics, is they kind of try and reinvent language and then talk about that.
Right.
And it's a way of being one step even further from real life.
Here's
an example.
Go on then.
I don't want to hear the words air bridges when we're talking about people going on holiday.
Yeah.
Because that's not what that means.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to say we've made an arrangement with the Greek government, that's fine.
Just say that.
Why are you saying air bridge? And not just saying it once, they say it over and over again. Like it's like a hypnotist trying to distract you.
Well, it is trying to make themselves seem more competent than they are, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
It's trying to blind you. But it's, I realised, it was about 6 or 7 weeks ago when Matt Hancock, and they're all trying their best, you know, they're all, you know, they might be out of their depth, whatever. It felt like a bit of an overcompensation. He was saying, at the moment, I'd advise not hugging people, probably until there's a vaccine.
Right.
I mean, there might never be a vaccine.
No, that's right.
To me, that's absolutely lunatic.
Yeah,
that's government overreach.
That's
basically saying you can't have another relationship.
Yeah, and it doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't sound like it's come from anything. It's just like
it's just thinking on your feet nonsense, isn't it?
Exactly.
If you're not qualified, don't speak about that. So, and that, but that makes people feel a bit mad as well, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You're disconnected.
In a society, and the government's telling you not to hug people till there's a vaccine.
Yeah, that's right. You know? They might as well.
If you're lonely, you know, it's like
it's crazy. It's a bit like saying try not to sneeze.
Yeah.
Until you see Pinocchio in real life, you know, it's just nothing to do with anything.
Well, talk about that and talk about how mad people become. I saw a thing on social media. Someone was saying that you should be imprisoned for clearing your throat in public. And they weren't joking.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's
It's insanity.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And people were agreeing with them.
Yeah.
Yes. Of course we should.
Yeah.
It's like, I understand feeling nervous about this virus, of course.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
A society where people go to prison for clearing...
Yeah. But I will say, and I think, you know, I don't... I hope you agree with this. You have to agree with this.
No, sorry.
No. What I'm trying to say is, I think maybe, I'm theorising here, but maybe this downer everyone seems to be on this week, and I'm sure it won't last, because everything goes in waves. You know what I mean?
Well, once the pub opens.
Bad weeks.
Yeah.
But I think that this specific moment of national grumpiness seems a very light word, but
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. The big grump.
I think everyone is, you know, it started with everyone accepting that the lockdown as was over in a way.
Yes.
And this is everyone's acceptance that it isn't. There's no, that, you know, that whatever we're doing now, it turns out it isn't fantastic. It isn't like it used to be, and you can't do what you like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think people are a bit annoyed about that, because even totally subconsciously, everyone just held their breath, waited a couple of months, and then they thought, right, things are changing, it's all better now, and it isn't.
Yeah.
You know, whatever way, whether you're thinking about pubs and football, or you're thinking about social distancing, whether you're thinking about Marmite,
yes,
it's all... There is no Narnia on the other side of this wardrobe at the moment.
No. I mean, I think, I think that it's not even the new normal, is it? It's just like some of the shops are open, some aren't. Some are boarded up and they'll never come back.
Exactly.
Some people are going to lose their jobs in October, some aren't.
And everything, you know, all the things people...
The uncertainty.
And people think they want to... do things at, like, at any cost.
Yeah.
But actually, if you do things but do them... Like, if you go to a hairdresser but the hairdresser has to wear a mask and isn't allowed to talk to you...
Yeah.
Then it's not going to make you happy in the same way.
No, it's not, no.
I'll tell you what, though. What's ironic about that is I really, really enjoyed Glastonbury this weekend.
Yeah.
And I have never been to Glastonbury. And more, as a grumpy old man... I've never wanted to go.
No.
Because
I don't think
I'm a little bit sick of being told how wonderful it is.
Yeah.
Also, I've done a bunch of festivals.
Yeah.
And I have a theory that the only way to really enjoy a festival, if you're there as like a normal person, not a rock star or whatever, is to pretend to yourself you're having a better time than you are.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the toilets are bad, camping's bad, moving around is bad.
You never know where people
are. The weather
is
bad.
Yeah.
The food is expensive.
Yeah.
they're relentlessly miserable. You really have to
I don't
dismiss
go to
all
them.
Of that.
Yeah.
So I always feel like that at this time of year. And the BBC, of course, in a really good way, is deeply involved in Glastonbury. And, you know, so they share it with the world. And this non-existent Glastonbury was like... I could just totally embrace it.
Yeah.
Because they're talking about this magical thing that doesn't really exist. And this year, it actually didn't really exist, so it worked.
Yeah, it's perfect. Glastonbury was perfect.
It was brilliant. So when Kelly Moran said she was at that Beyonce gig, Beyonce's set was in 2011.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, it's so amazing. And if anything, even better on TV.
Yeah.
I was like, thank you.
Yeah, that's great.
You justified my existence.
I feel as we come near the end, we have to... At least mention running. What with it being essentially a running... I would describe this as a... Running is the main driver of the podcast, would you?
What, where we go from running to life and running, but mainly running. Well, I ran 38 miles last week.
That's good. I did about 35. Just to say that New York's off, which is a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. That was our last... Manchester
and London.
London, Manchester, yeah.
But it must put them into question... Question, doesn't it?
Yeah. We'll
see. These global events.
Well, again, it's that same kind of just trying to get your roots down, isn't it? Because I did think after our last conversation, I kind of realised that in the beginning of the lockdown, I kind of reset my fitness and training to fit it.
Yeah.
And without examining it, I was just drifting back towards externalising those goals, you know?
Right.
I mean, maybe I'd do a marathon in 4 months or not, and I would train towards that. And I was just loosening my grip on what I wanted from it.
Yeah.
And like a month into this, I was right on it. I felt a real freedom, a sense that for once I was training purely for myself. So I've reconfirmed my vows.
Yes.
To that.
Yeah.
Training to be the best runner I can be, completely on my own terms. And then if and when there's an event to train for, I'll be ready to train for it.
Yes, yeah. I know people at the club. Gavin Evans is doing the Milton Keynes Marathon.
Yes.
And what they're doing there is, you've just got a day where people run it and you can set up at any time and you just, it's like a virtual race or whatever, but I'm not motivated enough. I couldn't race a marathon on my own. I just couldn't do it.
No, absolutely. But
people, you know, people are. There's people obviously
they
events.
They need to. It works for them,
you know? Totally, of course.
I think in general, you and I, funny enough, we're both pretty solitary runners.
Yeah.
Obviously, you don't listen to that side of us. But
yeah.
I think that a lot of people really absolutely do it for the socials, and they found ways to recreate that.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's...
But for me, a race, I like other...
Be
I like
swift.
People. Yeah, all these... Look, we're
it's
in the
incredible.
Middle of it all.
It's like 100 swifts just flying around us.
Nice.
There must be, like, insects in the air, but I've never seen so many at once.
Yeah, they're about to attack us.
They're getting closer and closer.
They're circling.
I'm going to take a couple photos of you.
About to be devoured by swifts.
It's Hitchcocky and swift moment.
Come to the end of the podcast. We're upon there, both eaten by swifts, have it.
This happens to... podcast get too serious, or...
They left a couple of mobile recorders over, and the last podcast is coming out, I believe, on Friday, over. We need to send it to a Steve in Portugal.
Yes, if you could send the Swift files.
yeah. R.I.P. Runcom Pod.
Do you know you got the country that Steve lives in wrong there? Say about that, Steve.
No, I was doing that deliberately for...
Send it to Jim in Germany.
No, I was doing that deliberately for security reasons. I was actually... pondering the other week whether we should do an entire podcast
as the police officers.
Yeah, well,
that'd be a little bit of a stretch. Well, possibility of would the joke worth it, have
it? It's guaranteed to be something we would regret, whether it's a good decision or not.
Yeah. We'd launch off with good intentions, let's descend into complete ridiculousness.
I'll tell you one story about the police.
The police.
Before we're done. In Highgate Wood yesterday, but without you, my friend was saying, we're talking about her teens being out on the golf course near where they live,
right?
And the police come in and getting them, telling them to go home. He said the police came on the golf course, they came in a buggy, and I really thought for a surprisingly long time that they'd come in like baby buggy.
Yeah.
I was picturing one policeman pushing another policeman in the pushchair, and the other one sitting down there going, "Hey, you,
please don't mock us for our motor transport over use of the golf forces. 14 years of austerity, we are forced to improvise transport. Wise over.
Send reinforcement bugaboos.
Need sucky cup over.
It's got a beverage container. Folds up. Convenient. Over."
So listen, thanks. I've got some really nice messages about the book last few days, which is always nice. Always nice to get.
Yes.
And yes, Godspeed. Good luck. No drinking. Stop it. Time to stop now.
We're going to sort our lives out.
Yeah.
We'll report on all
really,
this next
Yeah, we're
going to
real life sort this week. And the churches are back on Sunday, so I'm looking forward to that. The reopening.
Ooh, communal worship. Over.
Steve, cut it after he says communal worship over.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.